Kumlana Blot Gemara. Today is the last blot of Baba Basra, Kaf Kufayin Vav. You know the longest Masechet is 176 blot. The longest Parshat Nasi has 176 Pesukim, and the longest Peidik in Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes is 176 Pesukim. So there's something special about 176. I'm not exactly sure what it is yet.
And
yes. Says the Gemara, Hoiti Olav Ksav Yodoshu Chayvla, if you produce an IOU that he owes him money, gave him the chasim lechayim, does not entitle you to collect from any of the properties that were sold, but you can collect from the unencumbered properties. What about Huchzik Ksav Yodoshu Bebezn Mai? What about this IOU you brought to a Bezn? And they certified it. Oh, Yishakaya Chavi. What happens if your Bezin certified your shtar? When a Bezin certifies an IOU, does it get elevated to a status of a shtar? Therefore, you can collect from now on, at least from the kuchas, or not? Says the Rashbam, three lines on top. After a while, he gave the IOU to the Malva, and he owes money. He came before Bezin, somebody produced, gave an IOU to a lender, and the lender that went ahead to Bezin certified it. Does it now have the status of a Milva Bishtar, so you can collect for Kuchas? They certify the shtar. My, me, I mean, do we say harayomiyatik shtar sheyesh be'edim? Do we treat it now like a document? V'yigme mishabodi from this date onwards, achrayis toyseferu. Even though the mention thing about compensation doesn't matter because it's always assumed so. The chol shtar milvul mechida shechayson be'edim goy mishabodi. Any shtar, loan or mechida that edim assigned automatically entitles you to collect mishabodi. Kilo kosev and achrayis if it's written their responsibility, a guarantee. Oydilmo, perhaps ki mishtar edim oylishim mishtar doesn't do. A kim of a bezin only certifies it to be equal to what it was before. Ella lahar zikay be bezin the kamoshayim bekaidim lechayim what was before them. Sheilu yemusu edim aleve. If the edim aleve will die, la yuchalit nishtar zemazuv. They cannot claim that the shtar is forged. The bezin kaimu. Bezin certified it. Yigba by a malvik and collect. Vegamze lo yigba elim lechayim. But what is he entitled to collect? Only whatever he was entitled to collect prior to that. And the only reason why he certified the bezin is nobody later on should that he shouldn't come back tomorrow and say he was forged. He shouldn't tomorrow have to say that and deny that it was his ksav. That's it. That's the shayla. When the kufayim vav amar aleph, Amalei, he said. If a ganef comes in, somebody says it was ma'ar and says that this field was he stole it and he had no right to sell it to you. So then you give it back, and then you go back to the seller and say, "Hey, reimburse me." Yeah. Back to the Gemara. Omalei said to him, "Afa pisha huchzik tzav yodei bezin ainu goyve elam lechasim lechayin." You're not entitled. In other words, he does not elevate it to a new status. Most of Rambam Chomer, Rambam Chavasa, I'll have a question. Shloisha gitim psuli. We had this a few times already. There are three gitim that mahatayla the kosher, the rabbanon, the apostle, the im nisaz. But the evidence, if you're still married based on this get, havlat kosher, the child will be kosher, not a mamzer ve'elu. Hey, these are they. Kosev b'ksav yodei ve'enol aveidim. If you wrote with his own ksav and machlek, depending more gitim, whether it means the husband ksav or means the sefer, and there were no witnesses. Yesh olav aveidim. There were witnesses of aveim b'sman. There's no date, and the rabbanon are worried, but we want a date, so that you know regarding the kuchas regarding if he marries his niece. Yesh boy's man, but if there is a date, the ain boy ella edachad only a single witness sign, had the elu shloisha gitim psul the apostle, the chatchila, but vim nisats of lak kosher, but the ever the kosher. However, Rabbi Lozer says he holds that the chatchila, the main thing are the edim mesida, the edim who witness the actual transfer of the get, not the document. So the chatchila, you can use a get that has no edim. Rabbi Lozer, afa pisha ain love edim, ella shenosna love if an edim kosher. And then he goes one step further. With his get. A get is treated like a ksuba. She can go ahead and collect if the husband cannot pay out the get. Yeah, can get him the chasim shabadim. Now, how can you get him the chasim shabadim if in the first case, it's only an IOU? Rajbam. Absolutely, unless you can marry angel of Edim, Elishanim, Salabifne Edim, of you were given from Edim, the Edim Siddha, Karsile, Bidiavid. Had the elu begitnim befarish, had the elu dereishav, had the elu the seifel amuti may was come to exclude. But hasam befarish kulas explained all. Kosher lichat chile, according to Rabbi Lazar, this really he holds eide mesida karsi. The goyve menach. Ma'adur. In other words, v'im shtar milvahu oisa hashtar kozel. Remember, this does not only apply to git; it applies to any contract. If we're talking here about a loan contract, a shtar kozel by v'ksav yodei eid. One of the cases are it was written in his handwriting, it's like an IOU, but no eidim. It's exactly a case of IOU. It says mefedish elo shemosul bifne eidim goyvim menuchasim shabadim. He's entitled to collect from properties that were unsold. We're talking about even other contracts, a loan contract. If it was an IOU, if the agent saw when it was given, you could collect from any properties that the borrower unsold afterwards. If you produce an IOU that owe you money, and you gave it over in front of Adim, you can collect from the chasim shabadim. Is v'choshken who's a bezdan's madach, which is more powerful, a bezdan's certification or edim that sort?
In this question, both parties wrote the bezdan and the certification took place.
The mloiva had to be meida. Who has the shtar de malva? Of course, they both had to be.
So they have to be
meida. Okay.
Otherwise,
yeah.
Anyone could turn up with a shtar at home and say, "Hey, you owe me money."
Exactly. So l'chayde we see clear, and what a shiny husk, and this is different. You know why there's different? The Mishas Ksivu the Shibet Nafshe. Because it was given in front of witnesses, you wrote an IOU and you intended to have witnesses. Now, below the whole, the witnesses don't have to be inscribed in the document. They can be just standing there and witnessing the event. So, therefore, it's as if it was a Chachil Ashtar. But when you wrote an IOU, the whole idea of an IOU is just between me and you. And therefore, just because Bezen certified, what are they certifying? Your IOU. So it doesn't elevate it to a new status of a shtar, a milvah b'shtar.
Even though it's more than just the borrower is admitting.
So therefore we know that it's true. That's all we know. As Rajman said before, the purpose of going to Bezin is that tomorrow the lawyer shouldn't go and deny that he ever wrote the IOU. Because a lot of times the IOU is not even written by the lawyer, it was written by somebody else, and then he just signs on the bottom. So he can come and say, it's fraudulent things, not me. Rajman. When the IOU was written, you wrote it with the intention of giving it before Edim. What was the role of it? Rabbi Loza's Edim Mesida have the same role as Rabbi Meir's Edim Chesimah. He just said you don't have to inscribe them in the document, they can be standing and watching. Therefore, Kivan the Rabbi Lozar, Edim Mesida Karsi, they're the primary Edim, those who witness the event. Kilu Nechtmuv Techeshtadam, it's as if they are inscribed within the document. Aval, what we're talking about, for a different case altogether, Nan bin Boylan Bohitzlak Safiyodi Ba'alma. All we have is an ordinary IOU. Sheshmoy Shaleva Chosen Boy, the name of the Leva signed there, Shazem Mosa Leva Mokam Haida, then it's the Shalayuchal Lazar. The only reason why he gave it to him is so that tomorrow he shouldn't be able to deny that he took money, therefore he does an IOU. The Lichba Boy and denied, Vilema Parati, I paid it, Vilchosman Shechasimose Beyad Milva, as long as he has that Malva, Beyad Malva, as long as the Malva is holding on to that that document, Veloy Nasa Hashtar, Belosha Shashtar, the Shtar was never written like a document Sha'idim Chasumiboy that the Edim should sign in it, Vachas Manach Zika Bebezin, and then afterwards you certify it, Ukishalveya Kimilva Pehav. So this is a regular verbal loan. I why is it written in IOU? Because I want the Malva wants the security that the borrower is not going to deny it tomorrow and say it never happened or say that I paid you back. So the fact that I still have the IOU by me in my possession says he didn't, that's all the reason. So if you go to certify in a bezin, how does it become elevated to the status of a shtar? So bezin is no longer capable of turning that into a shtar. Sheyesh boy achray is the chosim that empowers the lender to be able to collect from sold property. It was never written that way intentionally. So in other words, important is when you wrote the original document, what the intention was. And Tesis agrees.
So even though you go to bezin and that is a call. That is a call, as one would assume, if it's
gone
to Bezin.
Depends if it has
Edim. Sorry? Nothing to do with the call.
One of the things we say...
Not this case. There's no Edim on it. There's no... You need two things. You need a shtar and Edim to make a call. And here, you don't... It's not even a shtar. Forget the Edim. We don't have a shtar here. Because we're saying an IOU is not written to be a shtar. It's like a private thing between me and you. IOU. That's all it was. Meant to be. It says the Rashbam, V'chiz di garsi, there are others have another gears in the Gemara, Mishas Haksuva. They want to say that even though Rabbi Lozer argues that Edim is Sidi Karsi, when it comes to a Ksuva, Rabbi Lozer is Maida Edi Chasimi, and this particular case is by a Ksuva. La Yordu L'Shid HaShmur, they have no idea what's going on in this Gemara. Rashbam is very tough when he dismisses his opponents. Last time it was Hevavul Atzanus, this time it's not so bad. not so bad. And Tesis then proves that Rashbam is right, that what's a chiluk of ksuva any other shtar, eidim mesirah kasi, eidim mesirah kasi, all shtaris. Okay, right. Back to the Gemara. Orev ha-yayti lach ha-chitim shtaris. So what happens? You have a shtar, and the orev is written afterwards. Now, when exactly he became an orev, the Mishnah doesn't make an issue out of it. Doesn't make a difference, became an orev from the beginning, but he didn't, was not incorporated in the shtar till later, or he became an orev chitchila after the whole loan took place. In either case, we have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Bananas, where Rabbi Shmuel says that all entitles is to collect from Bnei Chayrin, from, you know, if let's go to the Odev, only if we go directly to the Odev what he has now with the Odev unsold. And if it's written after the Chidush Odev, and according to Bananas, he says, no, you're not only not entitled to collect from the Mishabod, you're not even entitled to collect from Bnei Chayrin. Says the Gemara Amar Ram, so Rav comes along and says, he modifies it a bit, he says, Koidim chitim shtaris, if the order's name was written, let's say you have a whole document, after the document concludes, you write, and this guy is the Orev, and then you have the Edom signature. So if it says this guy is an Orev prior to, you know, above the Edom signature, then Goyim el Chashish Bodim, then he's part of the document. La'acha chitim shtaris, but if after the Edom side, Goyim el Chashish Bodim, he's entitled to collect only from the unencumbered documents, because he's not part of the document. But Zimna on other occasions on Barav, I feel that even above the line, if it's not part of the shtar, if the shtar is over, that Reuven borrowed Shimon 1,000, blah, 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 and the shtar is over, and after the shtar is over, it says they're Maisa than Odev, and the Adim sign, the Adim's signature is not, does not in any way cover the Odev part, it only covers the document itself. No, because the Adim are here to talk about the loan. So if this was part of the etzim content, because it's a separate paragraph, the Edom were really weren't focusing on it. Yeah. Kasha the Rav the Rav, like Kasha the Kasha. Hod the Kosabay makes it. So one place he said if it's before the signature, it's part of the document, and then you collect information Shabbatim. And one place it doesn't. So you might answer very simple. Hod the Kosabay plenty Odev, Hod the Kosabay u plenty Odev. If it says plenty Odev, it's a separate piece altogether. The Edom are not signing on that, therefore it does not give you the right to collect Shabbatim. Here it says u plenty Odev. It says and that person is an Odev. So in that case where it says and that person is an Odev, the Edom are signing on that as well. Rashbam, plainly out of Hifsika Inyan, Takanu Inyan, Vidilmo, Asadi, Adim, Ella Ashtar, Dil, Lachud. Maybe the Adim only focusing on the content of the star, not in the Adim part, on the other part. But if it says, U plainly out of Vav Maisi Valinidishan, Vala Star, Vala Arvas, Chasim, Dot Sadi, the Adim are now signing on both, side the content of the star and side the Arvas. Says the Moravite, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Echadze, the Echadze, Eno Goyve, Ella Melchasim, Chon. Even if it says, and, you're also collecting the Chayim. But I forgot the kosabe uplani odav. Even though it says uplani odav, the only entitled to collect from the it's still not part of the shtar, and therefore you only collect from the chayim. Mosiv Rav, Rav, that's a question. It says Eidim machsumin al shi'ilah shalom beget puzzle. If Eidim are signed on the shi'ilah shalom beget, then you puzzle. It says in the bottom of the get, it says also, you know, regards or something like that. And then Adim signed. We're going to say that maybe the Adim signed on the She'ilah Shalom. And, not, you know, we agree. Hello, regards. Not on the actual contents of the get. There's the Gemara. Maybe the only thing that they're signing on is on the regards. In other words, you got to be very, very careful. When it comes along to me, when I read this din, Rabbi Yechon, I would say it follows: she'ilu pasul, ush'ilu kosher. If there was a get, and then the next line it says regards, and the Edom sign only that, then we got a problem. Maybe the Edom is signing only regarding they agree to the regards, but it says and by the way regards. In other words, you have a P.S. Postscript. So you have the shtar, and then you say, and by the way, regards, then it's kosher because it's obviously. So the chayda, we see Rabbi Yechon said a minute ago, it doesn't make a difference if you're the Adim, it says Odev on its own, or it says Odev in both cases, they don't work. And here, when it comes by a get, it makes a difference if it says Shtam She'ilah Shalom, or it says Vishilah Shalom. So what's going on here? Hochanami, the kosher, plenty Odev. Gemara says, you're right. That when Rabbi Yechon said in our Gemara over here, Hitaka wasn't arguing on the case of the Orev, he was just Pliny. He was in the case of just saying that Orev Pliny does not entitle you to collect from the body. What's your argument with Rav? That's exactly what Rav said. Right, we misunderstood Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon saying the same thing. Rashbam v'shila kasha she'al hakol he idu edim and everything they said edim. Thinking about it, there's a story. Ubolif ne Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel passed in one way, and Bananas argued. And Bananas argued, what if you meet somebody in the street and they're about to be strangled, and the guy says, "Oh, release him, and I'll give you money." Does he have to give money? Of course not, because he only said it in order to release the guy. So here also, since the odiv, since the odiv is not part of the loan, he's not bound by any way. Not as Mishabodim, not as Menechadim, because he didn't lend the money on his account. Even though Shekilis Rabbi Shmuel is Benanis, even though Rabbi Shmuel himself, who's arguing Benanis, praised Benanis, and said if you want to learn the Babas properly, go to Benanis, nobody better than him. Nevertheless, halacha kemoisai. The halacha is like who? Like Rabbi Shmuel. Now, why? That if you became an Odev afterwards, at least you can go directly to the Odev to collect his Bnei Chayin. Not from what he sold, but from Bnei Chayin. Okay, what about the case of the example that Bananas gave about the strangling? Do you have a question? In the case of Bechonu, what would Rabbi Shmuel say in the case of the strangling? Where the guy said, you better let him go, otherwise, you know, I'll strangle him. And he said, okay, I'll give you some money. What Rabbi Shmuel, does Shmuel argue there as well and says, you're not bound by this promise you gave or not? Toshma coming in. Om Rabbi Yaakov said, Om Rabbi Yechon, Cholu koye Rabbi Shmuel ab bechanuk. That he also argues the case of strangling. Halacha kemoisa ain't halacha kemoisa. So is the halacha like him or not? Toshma coming here. The chiasa Ravin. Om Rabbi Yechon, Cholu koye Rabbi Shmuel ab bechanuk. He argues also the case of chanuk. The halacha kemoisa ab bechanuk, and the halacha like him also by chanuk. Because you can argue over here is different. Why? You can argue over here he means it. Why does he mean it? Because he sees his friend is dying, he's being strangled. So maybe Itaki thinks, you know what, I'm going to help the guy out to save his life. So maybe Itaki means it. Maybe he sees his friend in pain, he decides, yes, I'm going to help him out. Maybe his main intention is to save the guy. And he thinks he's doing a mitzvah saving the guy. He's not interested in giving the guy another guy. He thinks I have nothing, no problem in making up a story, concocting this thing. I'm going to give him money just so that I can save my friend. Maybe said before that just like a ksuba, there's no order there because the woman who enters the marriage didn't lose anything. Same thing here. The guy who's strangling the other guy, what did it cost him? He released the guy and let's save the life. What did it cost him? Garnish. So there's no arvus. If it doesn't cost you anything, then the other guy, he's not mishabed himself because what did you do on account of me? Did it cost you anything? You let the guy go. And the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel. What happens if the guy was being strangled, but he didn't just say I'll be an order. He actually made a kinyan transaction before the guy released him. He knew that the guy might be lying. So he made a whole kinyan transaction. What happens then? Then it's a different story. Then mishtabit. Then you have to pay because you made a kinyan. Says the Gemara. Miklal says clearly from here. The odiv ba'al maloy by kinyan. That is a normal odiv. You don't need a kinyan. Just the word. I'll be an odiv. That's enough. The hanor that I have. That you gave a loan on account of my integrity. Then gomer mishtabit nafshi. No kinyan has to make. However, Rav Nachman. This argues with Rav Nachman. The Omar. He says... The only time that you don't need to make kinyan is if the bezin appoint asks you to be an odiv, a guarantor. But any odiv requires a kinyan generally. Rashbam, odiv the bezin leboy kinyan the bahi hanor that benefit pleasure that he gets. The kamehemile bezin that a bezin called him in and says, you know, look, you want to be a guarantor. So bezin, he's on the good list of bezin. That satisfaction is enough for him to commit himself. Umeshabed nafshe. Mashain Kane, if it's Tam, a friend, in order to become an Arab, you need to make a Kenyan. But halach is it all. Okay, if somebody can finish, I'm keeping the scene for 9 days. Mish, you want to finish? No? Okay, Yim, you want to finish?
Well, I also didn't learn
concept,
so it's not a scene for me.
You're making a scene, no? Close enough. Okay, somebody finish. Yeah.
With that pleasure of knowing that the basement trusts him, he will commit himself.
Okay, everybody, so tomorrow we'll stop Sanhedrin. Okay, let's go. Amalek Shah, Hassan Lachaim. I ready to join you, Lachaim. We made a seam on Bob Basra. Mitchum, by you also. The Kor of Mamish. What daf are you up to?
Sorry?